Hello everyone, this is Lillian and it's time for our 3 minutes with the Word audio devotional. Today's topic in the series on prayer is Agent of Change, and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14. If my people, who are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. The last day, we spoke about prayer being a system of authorization. Today, God's message is this: prayer is an agent of change. We are going to use 2 Chronicles 7:14 a few more times in this series, but today I want to say boldly that if we will see change in our nations, in our families, even in the body of Christ, we will need to get into the place of prayer. Prayer is the only system that can guarantee change. Look at our scripture. Spoken by God himself, if people will pray, the land will be healed. I know that there are people listening to me thinking to themselves that there is no hope for their countries as a result of the depravity and the level of corruption, poverty and suffering in operation in those countries. I can only imagine, but this is God's word. If people will come together and commit to pray and seek the face of God for the sake of his people, things will turn around. I've had people tell me that prayer is not what their country needs, that people need to start doing the right things and stop being corrupt and all of that. That is partially true. What these people fail to realize is that men do not just change. Prayer will be the agency to birth the change of heart and the turnaround in attitudes needed. I believe the Bible, whether or not it conflicts with common sense. If my people will humble themselves and pray, I will heal and restore their land. Are you worried about the state of your community? Have you not protested enough? Have you not complained enough? How about you take a posture of prayer? Seek God's face. Pray for change. Are there not countless examples in the Bible about how God turned the economies of nations around in one day? Have we not heard in more recent times how revivals came to nations and even their economies improved? The problem is that no one wants to pay the price. If we will see change in our nations, our economies, our families, we will have to take a posture of prayer. I live in a country that was once known as a Christian country. I went out a few days ago and saw a demonic festival being organized openly and even supported by the government. What the church has failed to understand is that the demonic kingdom does not sleep. They are always looking for ways to increase their sphere of influence. In our own kingdom, we gain ground by prayer. Are you concerned about the decadence in your community? Then pray. Are you concerned about how your kids are turning out? Pray. It is prayer that will be your agency for change. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for this word. Please continue to take all the glory, Almighty God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Speak to you again soon. If you are blessed, please drop me a line on audiodevotional@yahoo.com or on our website at www.3minutesaudiodevotional.com. Remember, wrapped up in God's word is all you need for your change to come. Love you and bye.